This is Album Worms. It's like a book club, but for albums. I'm Sean.
And I'm Chris, and on this episode, we will be building a mastermind pop punk playlist.
Let's get started. Welcome to Album Worms. Welcome to another episode of Album Worms. Please take a moment and subscribe to us wherever you find your podcast and follow us on Instagram at Album Worms. Well, Chris, it is good to be back. I guess yes. At this point, I just never know if we're going to do another episode again. So when we do, it's quite a joyous occasion.
Yeah, I'm really glad we got this one set and we could do this. This is going to be a fun one.
And we get to welcome back our good bud, Corey Blaine. Welcome back to the pod, bud.
Hey, hi, Corey. Thanks for having me, guys.
How is life, Corey? What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, the usual same work stuff. Sean, you know I played a show with Vadim for his solo record.
That was amazing.
So cool.
I'm still waiting on the photos and video and sound from that, but I mean I was blown away by how good it sounded, and three quarters of that performance was all first time as a full band. So
that's cool. Wild.
Outside of that, I'm playing bass in a death metal band that will have a video out soon enough with our first single, and it's been fun.
That's awesome, man.
That's cool.
Can't wait to hear and see that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We do have Stuart back with us, our fictional intern. And
hey, Stuart.
Yeah, thanks to our last episode with Corey, we know that Stuart's last name is Schenkins.
Yes, it is. What's up, Stu?
Yeah, man, he's been lazy, just can't get his stuff together to help us record episodes. Yeah.
Got to, you know, show some initiative, Stuart.
Yeah. So changing it up this episode. So normally we discuss an album, book club like style. I thought it would be fun to do something slightly different. And my wife, Jordy, came to me a while back and said, I really would like you to build me a pop punk playlist, because all the playlists on Spotify have got kind of garbage songs or those other just maybe the more, I don't know what, how you would describe the bands that are on those lists, but they're not the greatest.
Maybe they paid to be there.
Right. So she knew that I knew some of the deeper tracks or the more better songs that could go on a playlist. So I started building this, but I thought there's some of these bands that are just on the tip of my mind and I just can't remember. And I would really could use Chris or Corey in this moment to help build a playlist out for this. And I thought, why don't we do that and record it? And that's what we're doing.
It was fun going back and kind of re-listening to some of the old pop punk stuff I used to listen to.
Yeah, should be bringing back some good memories, I think.
I have a feeling, Chris, you and I might have...
Dude, we're going to have a ton.
The same band? No, I think there's one specific band that I think we both have on there.
Oh, I know.
I'm just not sure what song you chose.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm pretty sure there's one or two that I'm like, Corey, you're going to be on the same wavelength.
Oh, yeah.
So for some ground rules, when we're not on the same wavelength, because this is a mastermind playlist, so we want this to be perfection. And in order for us to get there, I have instituted some vetoes. So everyone will get three vetoes. And they're either, that's not my jam, which is, I don't like that song, pick another. Another veto is, yo, check the genre. So some of these bands might be other genres. So screamo, emo, even, I mean, some of these other genres are just pure punk. Some of the bands are borderline. So if we feel like it's not quite pop punk, we can use that veto. And then the last veto is, ew, that artist is gross. And if you use that veto, that artist is banned from the playlist. So
use that one sparingly.
Right. And once you use your veto, they're gone. You can only veto one artist. So someone could come up with an artist and the next round they could say Good Charlotte and it's stuck there.
Get ready to get stuck with some.
But here's another thing that I'm going to throw in is a veto can be overruled by the other person that has not been involved. So let's say I propose an artist, Corey, you veto, but Chris, you think it should be on the list and you can overrule that veto.
Okay.
All right.
In which case you will get your veto back too. So Ooh. You just, so you don't necessarily lose it. I thought it'd be kind that way.
I dig it.
Before you go into some of this artists and songs that we want on this playlist, I think first we need to determine as a group what makes a good playlist. So first off, how many songs do you think we should aim for? Like, how many songs do you think is a good, solid playlist?
I'd say like around 10. I really think like a playlist should be, you know, around an hour. Because sometimes if it's longer, you kind of lose interest and you might go to a different playlist. So I say like, as long as you keep it like around an hour, hour and a half. What do you guys think?
Personally, I think it could be upwards of two, maybe three, depending upon like the variety of the bands, as long as you're not like overloading it with one band.
Yeah, that's
to me, I've got a work playlist that's I think upwards of like 10 hours long. Yeah. Just because I want to throw it on shuffle.
Instead of searching for music all the time.
Instead of searching for stuff, and it's all stuff that's on there that I want to listen to at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So why not just throw it on? In this case, I think if we're looking for just pop punk stuff, I'd say, 2 hours, maybe three is 100% acceptable.
Yeah. I kind of had it in my mind to shoot for the 50 song mark.
Okay.
We were talking before we started recording here, and how many songs did you get to?
I personally pulled together 44, but like I said, I might not mention some of those because some of them are borderline but for conversation's sake, I was trying to get as much as I could possibly think of out of my head. So we could get there, especially, but we could also aim, see how many we get. And then I like to end on an even number. So if we are at like 43, maybe we decide to trash three songs and keep it an even 40.
I'd say 40. Let's shoot for 30. And if we get to 40, we get to 40.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
I've got a good sound drop for trash songs. So if we have to trash some songs, we have that to look forward to.
Perfect.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Let's start building this playlist. What do you think? Maybe we can decide the first one together. What do you think, if you're on your list, what's the one band that we absolutely know has to be on this list?
I'll get this one out of the way. And I'll just say Newfound Glory has to be on this list.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
There's, admittedly, I'm not the biggest Newfound Glory fan. There are some tracks, though, that I go back to constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Primarily because the drummer's done something cool in there, and I really like it. But there are some catchy tunes in there.
I'm so relieved because I honestly thought that that might be one of the bands that would be vetoed. And I was like, this has to happen.
No. Yeah, they're definitely pop punk.
I would say they're even like upper echelon of pop punk.
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing it for so long and doing it so well for so long that there's no denying that.
Yeah. I'm a big Newfound Glory fan. Really enjoyed their shows back in the day. And obviously, I mean, they have a lot of records out there. So it's not like I listened to all of it. But yeah, they've got some bops for sure.
Let me ask you guys this question real quick while we're on the topic of Newfound Glory. Probably a band that's on all three of our lists. What's the maximum number from any singular band that we're going to put on this playlist?
What would you say? Maybe
I think
two or three at the most.
I'd say three, one from each of us.
Well, here's the thing. So I think if we're doing a tight 30, I say we keep it to one artist, one song per artist. But if we maybe are expanding that list, or maybe we get toward the end, it's like, hey, I really want, or maybe we can throw in, if we can't decide between certain songs, we throw it in there, and then maybe we go back to those double artists and decide if they should stay or not.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Because I actually picked out two songs that I think are essential Newfound Glory.
Well, and I did that with a different band too. I picked a couple songs, so I'm cool with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sean, if you were to, Sean, out of the two songs that you picked for Newfound Glory, what was the song that you put on there?
I would have to go with, because I think it's the first song that I have memory of, I would have to go with Hit or Miss.
That's a great one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What was on your list, out of curiosity?
I put All Downhill From Here.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Just that's the way, a the heck of a way starts, to kick off a playlist, too.
Just the way that song starts, like, and I remember seeing the video for the first time, and that was the first time I'd heard the song. Like, I didn't hear it on the radio or anything. And watching the video, I remember that being like, oh, this is really cool. Like, I'm pretty into this song. And realizing it was Newfound Glory, I'm like, oh, maybe I do like a few more of these guys' songs than I realize.
I'm going to put down All Downhill From Here, because I think that would be a heck of a way to kick off a playlist. But I'll put, or what did you, do you have a different song?
So I did My Friends Over You. Because I feel like
that was the second song that I had too, Chris.
Yeah. I had your song, Sean, as my second.
Yeah. I mean, all three of those, gosh. When we're talking about maybe doing three songs per artist.
If this is any indication, I feel like we're going to have to chop some of these off just because all of us are going to bring up.
Is someone writing these down just so we have like some sort of. Cool.
I am. Yeah. I am the master list builder here.
Love it.
All right. Well, we got Newfound Glory. So I think that's pretty awesome. I honestly did not think that we were going to start there, but I'm happy that we did.
Same.
Yeah. I mean,
now we can get into the weird stuff.
Well, I'm going to throw out another, I think, essential has to be on the list. Blink-182.
Yeah. I was going to say we can't. Yeah. You got to give them props.
I didn't include any songs on the songs I picked because I figured you two would have handled that.
I mean, they're really the first pop punk band I ever got into.
They always hold, I have to say the same.
Yeah, they always hold a special place in my heart.
Right. Yeah, especially the Dude Ranch. Is that right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Dude Ranch. I also picked a couple songs from them, but yeah, that record was fantastic.
Yeah, and yeah, I think it's an Enema of the State that really just put pop punk on the map.
Oh, absolutely.
What song did you have for Blink 182, Chris?
Do you want just the one or the two that I picked?
Let's throw them both out. We'll do it by committee here.
Okay. So the first one was What's My Age Again?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one was Damn It, or excuse me, Dang It, for all the kids out
there. Right. I feel like Damn It is more classic.
Yeah. That was the one I would have picked as well.
Okay, that's the one that's going on there.
All right. It's on the board.
Boom.
I mean, I have a few that I feel like are essential. But, Chris, you want to throw out a name?
For the next song?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a loop for some people. I think you guys would. But I picked Phoenix TX. And the song All My Fault.
That's a great one. That's one of the bands I forgot about.
Yeah, me too. And like I said, when I was re-going through this and looking at it, it just popped into my head. Yeah, so All My Fault. I think that's kind of their more popular song.
That's a great call.
Yeah, talk about a band that never really, I think they only put out, two records?
I think two at most.
Yeah.
If there's more, obviously we're not the biggest of fans.
I think they in like 2018 maybe put out like an EP or something. But yeah, I think they only put out two records.
And oh, 2016 they put out an EP.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, two records, 1999 and 2001.
Heck yeah. So that was kind of my dark horse. Like, I was like, oh, hopefully you guys know who they are. But I kind
of... Wow.
Oh, that, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I didn't realize
that that record that All My Fault was on came out in 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That 1999 was a heck of a year for records. I mean, my main memory of 99 goes to Californication, but... Yep. There is when I think there was one of the Foo Fighter records came out, I think, in 99. That was
it Shape and Color?
I want to say, gosh, getting off topic here.
There's Nothing Left to Lose.
Yeah, that's the one.
There you go.
Learn to Fly is on that record.
Right. Yeah. So 99 was a good year for music.
Yeah, it was.
Wow, Learn to Fly is going to be 25 years old.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That hurts.
Also hurts the year better. Chris and I met.
Oh, yep. Snap.
Good old band.
Our music journey
was forever changed that day.
We got through round one with no vetoes.
No. Ooh. Well, I mean...
We're skimming from the top. We're taking the good stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, we're, I think, fairly like-minded with some of this stuff. So we might not go through any vetoes. And in which case, I'm just going to have to play my drops for you at the end of the episode because I can't go unused.
I think I might have at least one that we can use a veto for.
That's kind of where I'm at. I might have one or two.
Well, I have another band that I feel like is quintessential, and that is Taking Back Sunday.
I personally wouldn't put them as a pop punk band.
Oof. Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't either.
That was the sole reason I didn't include them on this list because I don't think they are a pop punk band, but I understand. I can see it.
Yeah, I mean, shoot. I could see people thinking they'd be a pop punk band, but I could also see the argument that maybe they're more like, I don't know,
like a screamo band.
Yeah, screamo. Emo, screamo. Yeah, I don't know. But I could see pop punk too.
Definitely part of pop punk tours.
Right.
That is 100%. True. Maybe on that, I'll allow it. Pop punk. I could see them being pop punk.
I've got the drop ready if someone's gonna use a veto.
Well, what song did you pick, first of all?
This could be the deciding factor.
Okay. Yeah.
I pick Cute Without the E, Cut from the Team.
Ooh. Shoot.
That was the one I was going to put on.
Yeah, same
and
here.
And I didn't. And I didn't.
You know what? I'm going to allow it because I was second guessing myself. Yeah, I was going to put it on my list, but I didn't. But since you did and I was going to, I'm not going to veto it.
All right.
It's on there.
I guess we could always come back to if we feel like it just doesn't quite gel with the other stuff.
So it's there for now.
Yeah, it's not safe.
It's not safe.
It's got an asterisk next to it.
Yeah.
There we go. I'll take the next one here.
All right, Corey, you're up.
Let's see it.
This could be another one that's open for conversation. I went with Shook Ones.
Dude, I was what? Okay, what song?
Slaughter of the Insole.
Oh shoot, man.
Sean, are you familiar with Shook Ones?
I vaguely recognize the name, but I could not tell you what song that actually is.
Oh, totally cool. Do you remember when I worked at Revelation Records back in the day?
Yes.
One of the records that came out during the time that I was there and helped get it out was this record. It's called Facetious Folly Feet. And I think this track is like number 9 or 10 on the record. All the songs are within like 2 minutes, I believe. And they're just quick little bursts of energy.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of aggressive vocals, but sing along worthy, 100%.
All right. I'm listening to it in my ears.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Like initially, I would think like, no, more on the lines of like hardcore punk, hardcore, but like you said, they're super energetic. All the songs are very fast and kind of poppy sounding.
And there's,
it's just his vocals kind of throw it off.
My argument on that point right there to keep it on the list, it could still be on the chopping block, but there are backup vocals that are harmonies.
Yeah.
How often do you find that in a hardcore band?
Never.
Exactly.
Oh, man. So I listened to a clip of it.
Yeah.
And I'm just for the sake to use this sound drop, I'm going to have to veto it.
All right.
We have sort of a problem here.
Yep.
Worth a veto just for that.
and here's my reasons. The pace of it is more punk than pop punk. Like the guitar is too chunky. It's not happy enough.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I could agree.
I would agree with that.
I could see it that way too. Makes sense.
But I'm gonna keep it on the short list. So if we have to, I'm more than happy to throw it back in there for us.
I'm good with that.
Sounds good.
And so I used my genre veto. So my genre veto is gone.
Copy that.
Okay. So here's another one that could possibly be on a chopping block. I went with this band called Hazen Street. And the song's called Trouble.
Oh, that's the one I picked.
I mean,
this like, is the one that I knew we would have the same song.
Yeah, I kind of figured
it was on my list too. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's great. That's awesome. So, I mean, it's kind of a who's who in the hardcore world, but I mean, I don't think you could argue. I mean, I guess you could kind of argue that it's not pop punk. It's kind of a little heavier, but it still has like that, like kind of.
There's songs on that record that don't fit, but.
Right. This song I kind of felt like was super poppy.
Yes.
And as a whole, I think the record is more leaning towards pop punk than hardcore. You know? So that's kind of why I put it on there. But, you know, obviously.
Really all three of us thought of it.
Yeah. So that was kind of my another really random band. I was like, huh.
But I would say it's a pop punk record. Hardcore influenced.
I like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. 100%.
So it's on there. I think we all agree with that. And that was the song that I, or let me double check here. Let me see. No, actually I had Fooled the World, but I'll take Trouble too.
That's a good song too.
That whole record, let's be real. That whole record is awesome.
It slaps for sure.
It's all I listened to when it came out.
Did either of you guys get a chance to catch them live at any point?
No.
I saw them when the album came out. I can't remember if I saw them at Chain Reaction or if it was somewhere up in LA.
I remember seeing them at Warped Tour one year. And it was, I think it was like the same year that Under Oath played or someone played. Oh, maybe it was Seosin. They played like early in the afternoon. Someone got hooked over the barrier and broke their leg.
Ugh.
And so they stopped their set.
Yikes.
And then came back. They came back after everything was over and played another like 45-minute set after everything was said and done.
But dang.
Street also played that year. So it was a bunch of hardcore kids just at a pop punk set.
That's where I saw them. I think I went with you.
I forgot where that one was. Oh, was that it? Long Beach?
It was either Long Beach or LA.
No. The Coliseum was well earlier, and I've got a band from that year on this list.
Well,
either way.
Bringing up similar memory there, I remember moshing to Fall Out Boy with you at Warped Tour, Corey.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
Specifically to the only song you could mosh to, Saturday is like the one song you could actually mosh to. But I think we moshed it more to that anyways.
Speaking of Fall Out Boy, they're on this list, right?
I think they gotta be. I mean, I mean when you're talking about Blink-182 putting pop punk on the map, I think Fall Out Boy is right behind them in that manner.
I would tend to agree with that.
Now, what song would you put on there?
Ooh, I don't want to go first on this one.
So here's the thing with Fall Out Boy too, is some of their songs I think are dead because they've been played so much. So if we really want this, sure, it could be like a throwback in some ways and to pay homage. But I also want this to be something I enjoy listening to. And there's a couple songs that I will still listen to. But the one song that I think would be a good fit is Dead on Arrival.
That was one of them that I put on there. So I would agree.
I could totally back other songs too. But that was
I had that process. I had that one, and then the one that everybody knows, Sugar, We're Going Down Swinging.
Right.
I mean,
I had a different one entirely.
Oh, did you? What'd you go with?
Yeah, I had Dance Dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I could see.
I feel like that song out of the three probably didn't get any or as much airtime.
No, Dance Dance was got way more airtime than Dead on Arrival.
I remember the music video. The music video was stupid.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't recall ever seeing it. I probably did.
You're better off for it, trust me.
All right. Well, so how are we going to decide this? What are we going to put multiple, like a Newfound Glory? Should we put a couple on there and circle back to it?
I think Sugar We're Going Down is a great choice. I think all three of them are great choices.
Yeah, I really do too. I mean, why don't we just go with your pick, Sean? So I had that song on my list.
Yeah, I'd say 2-2-2-1 on that one.
I have Sugar We're Going Down and Dead on Arrival. For now, we can circle back, decide if we want to cut one.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So this is a borderline, I think, potential band too, but I think it could have a great home here on this list, and that is Brand New. And I like the song The Quiet Things That No One Ever Knows.
I feel like Brand New is one of the bands that can do multiple genres simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like your choice is, I think it should stay.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm backing it.
Yep. Me too.
I'm backing it 100%.
I had that on my list. So, yep.
All right. Let's, I know that I mentioned that Warped Tour that we went to the Coliseum up in LA. One of the bands that played that day would be MXPX.
Yep.
Yep. They're on my list.
Particularly for me, the song Punk Rock Show.
Yep. I had the same song, so we're...
Okay, so I had a different song, but that song rules.
What, Chick Magnet?
Responsibility.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. But, I mean...
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. You know? But Punk Rock Show's just as good, so you should just leave that one.
Whenever I hear... That's on. I just think of them throwing a bass guitar across the stage. That's all I picture when I hear MXPX now. Still blows my mind.
God, man. That was such a fun Warp Tour.
Absolutely.
Was that the one where Bad Religion headlined?
I believe they did.
Or was it Mighty Mighty Boss Tones? I can't remember. What a great show. That was so much fun.
Both of them played that day, but I believe Bad Religion got the headlining spot at like 7 or 8.
Yeah. That was fun. Okay, I'm gonna throw this one out here and hope you guys remember this band. I picked, as one of my many, Slick Shoes. Do you guys remember Slick Shoes?
I do indeed.
Yeah, and the song's Angel. I just feel like they belong on a pop punk playlist.
I would agree with that. I only got to see him a handful of times at Chain Reaction, probably opening for Thrice.
That sounds about right.
But they were great.
I mean, talk about borderline band. I would say Thrice had majority of songs would not belong on this list, but Artists in the Ambulance?
I wouldn't put it as a pop punk record, to be completely honest with you. I went back and listened to that record just recently, and I started hearing things and like influences that I had never heard before. And I wouldn't put any of them in the pop punk realm.
Ooh, because gonna have a fight over the internet.
No, I mean,
you know what, I will veto one of my favorite bands in the entire world. Like, no shame here. I'm going to see them on the 23rd play Artist in the Ambulance from front to back.
I'm seeing them this
they're
month.
Not on they're not on this list.
I'm yeah, seeing that's them what I mean yeah I couldn't not see them so, not playing that whole record.
Well, we'll have to go with this then.
You've made a huge mistake.
Again, I'll say it one more time. One of my favorite bands of all time has no business on this list.
I agree with you. That was one of the bands that I wrote down. I might not mention them, but since the topic came up.
Hey, you know what? It's kind of fun putting these bands out there and just kind of, are they pop punk or aren't they? I like it.
I would say this, I think, has to be on the list. So if I get veto again, it's going to be sad, but Rufio.
That's where I was headed next.
Yeah, they're, nice. They're on my list. So
yeah, the tie for me between Warped Tour, Thrice, Rufio, that it all meshes together for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Corey, what song did you have then? Because I had two for Rufio.
I had Above Me.
Okay, that was one of the songs that I had. Chris, did you have a song from them?
I put In My Eyes, but
that was the second one that I had.
There you go.
That's hilarious. All right. I'm good with Above Me, though.
Yeah, that whole record's great, so I'm cool with whatever one.
All right. What else y'all got?
I mean, I feel if we're talking pop punk, here's another band that you can't not mention. So I picked Sum 41. That song's,
yes,
Fat Lip. I mean, it's anytime I hear that, I think I know all the words to the entire song. When it comes on, I sing it. So I had to put that in my list.
I have Sum 41 on my list as well.
Nice. What song did you go with?
In Too Deep.
Yeah, that's another great one.
The guitar solo coming out of the pool in the video is what really does it for me. the tapping guitar solo, like on that, I think he's playing a PRS like single cutaway. I remember it. I'm like, oh, I want to learn how to do that.
Fat Lip is the classic. I mean, that's the song that, in some ways, that's almost a one hit wonder. I think as far as radio play is concerned.
I would agree.
I would agree. And a lot of their other stuff didn't really get as much.
No.
So is In Too Deep a better song for our list in that situation then?
I mean, it could be. I looked at it like if I were to make a playlist for somebody that it hadn't really listened to pop punk, like I would put Fat Lip on there just because I feel like you should know if you want to get into pop punk or if you are, you should know that song. But In Too Deep could easily go on there as well.
I would agree with you, Chris. I think Fat Lip's a better choice. Okay. While they're both great songs, I feel like Fat Lip's a better choice for this band in particular.
So I'll throw out a band and a song that I think is of similar level as Sum 41 and Fat Lip. It wouldn't necessarily be the next band I would personally put on the list, but I think since we're on this topic, I think these two songs, if Sum 41 and Fat Lip is on the list, I think Paramore and Misery Business potentially has to be on the list too.
That's on my list.
Yep, on my list.
That's the one Paramore song I chose.
Some of their newer stuff I actually like. I mean, they've kind of changed it up, but they've kept it pretty fresh, so...
Yeah, it's always exciting to hear new music from them, especially like recently. They haven't put out a lot, so it's always fun to hear where they go.
Well, they came out with a new album this year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I know, but prior to this year.
Oh, right.
It's been a minute, right?
I think so.
Well, yeah, I mean, they came out with one in 2017, the After Laughter, which actually, that was one of my favorite records of theirs that I think they've ever put out. So 2017. So yeah, it's been quite some time.
It's a decent amount of time.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see here. I'll take the next one. It's a band called SR71.
Yep.
Yep.
And the song Right Now.
They were one of my French picks. So.
Oh, they're a French band. I did not know that.
No, I said Fringe.
Oh, Fringe.
I'll take it on the list for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I thought you said they were a French band. Man. They could have fooled me with their accents.
Oh, man. The only French band I know is Tahiti 80.
I'm not even familiar with them. Yeah, I'm not
familiar with them.
Oh, they've got some jams. So when I worked at Militia Group, they were one of the bands that they helped release some of their French records in the U.S. And the record that came out, Fosbury, the album that came out in 2005, record slaps. But it's like dancey.
I could be into that.
Yeah. Sounds cool. It's got some cool tracks that are not pop punk. So back on track.
Speaking of pop punk and potentially French, Simple Plan.
Oof.
Ooh, they're on my list.
And they're French Canadian, so close enough to being a French band.
Yeah, sure. Whatever helps you sleep at night.
It helps me a lot.
Okay, good. Then it's on the list.
I mean, I might have to do my artist veto there.
Okay.
Damn, that's gross!
I get it. I totally get it. I was reluctant to put it on the list, but they're in there.
I had them on my list.
They're in there. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm good with it. I'll take the veto. It's fine.
I'm not a fan of I'm Just a Kid. Deep.
No.
That's all right. It's a good song. I get it. Yeah.
What about I'd Do Anything?
Good song.
Which, there's other bands that I might prefer to veto. So maybe I retroactively will put Simple Plan back on, which if other bands come up, but for the sake of the sound clip staying in the show, that's what I'm going with.
I'm good with it.
All right. Well, this was one that I couldn't not have on here. It was the band's The Ataris, and it's the song's The Boys of Summer.
Yep.
That's what I put.
Yeah.
I had San Dimas High School Football Rules.
Yeah, just because you grew up in San Dimas, okay?
Or it's also a Bill song. And Ted reference, which...
San Dimas!
Fair enough. I could go with either song, honestly.
Corey, you're the tiebreaker here. What song are we putting on?
Ooh, I'm gonna have to go with Boys of Summer. Okay. Even though it's a cover, it's one of the few covers that I almost like better than the original.
Yes.
It's a pop punk jam for me. And it because it is a cover, it stands the test of time.
Yes. Speaking of covers, though, if we were going to go crazy on Newfound Glory, Glory of Love is also one that I feel could easily be on this list.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good song.
All right. I am going to keep going here. This could be a borderline call, but I think this is a good bop. The Starting Line and their song The Best of Me.
Yeah, it's on my list.
It's on my list as well. I just went and saw them end of last year, maybe beginning of this year. And they were phenomenal.
Sick.
Side note, did you guys ever get into the bass player and singer of The Starting Line? He has another band called Vacationer.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I think they would make this list, too. I don't have a song from them handy, but I feel like they could definitely be on this list.
Yeah, I would have to go back to the good old Spotify to refresh myself, but I totally remember listening to Vacationer.
Yeah, I randomly saw them working at the observatory one night. And was blown away by who they were. Come to find out, it's the guy from The Starting Line.
That's cool.
Ooh, I think I got one that'll be a unanimous decision. Yellow Card, Ocean Avenue.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Backflips and all.
Yep.
Yeah.
God, that song.
I would say I'm a little burnt out on that song, so it was a borderline call, but I'll allow it.
It's one of those ones that every now and then.
It's a bop.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard.
It hits.
I think they just reunited too.
Oh, did they? That's cool.
Yeah, I think they're coming out with new stuff. Which also, if you're a Star Wars fan, Bayside Story of the Year, one of the guys from Yellow Card do a Star Wars podcast called Thank the Maker. Well worth checking out.
All right. I'm going to write that down.
Where can I go again?
Yes.
Saves the day.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
What song?
This one we might have a Rock's Tonic Juice Magic.
I'm cool A-okay with that song.
I didn't have that song on my list, but definitely.
I think any of the songs from that record and what's the one after it? In Reverie?
Yep.
I think any song on those two records could stay on that list.
Yeah.
It could be a rotating list from those two records.
If I was putting this to list again, that would have been a top five for me for sure.
Well, I was just going to say, I had At Your Funeral as a song.
So I put down Rock's Tonic Juice Magic, but I also put down Certain Tragedy.
That's a good one too.
Yep.
I just saw them play earlier this year. They did the whole Stay What You Are album. It was awesome. It was so cool.
That's the record I was thinking of, not In Reverie.
Yeah, I mean,
isn't In Reverie
came out, and I'm looking right now, it came out in 03. In Reverie.
Yeah.
Also a good record. All right. I went with kind of a crazy different. Do you guys remember the band Mest?
I do. Yes. Now.
And the song Cadillac.
I remember the song now.
Yep.
I mean, is that pop punk? Or is that pretty potentially straight punk?
I mean,
well, let me take a listen here.
I've already used my veto there, so.
And this was kind of one of those fringe. I was like, I think it could be pop punk, but I could definitely see people saying no.
I'd have to be on your side on this one, Chris, because once you get to the chorus of that song Cadillac, it's got a pretty
pop punky feel.
Yeah. There's a song I'm thinking of right now that like they probably share a chord or two, but the rhythm of it sounds like another band that's on this list already. So I'd say they're good.
All right.
Sweet.
Sweet. And confirmed. Then I'm going to say one more while I'm looking at it. I went with Boxcar Racer.
Okay.
Yep. The song I Feel So. Kind of.
Absolutely.
You know, someone I was talking to the other day about it, and they were like, yeah, but that's just Blink-182. I was like, different drummer or a different guitar player, but kind of different sound, but I still think it's kind of pop punk.
But also, and like, so
I mean, I don't remember who the guitar player of that band is, but I think I like it. I'd consider it pop punk.
It's on the board.
I'm with you.
Cool. What do you got, Sean?
What about Something Corporate?
I would say so.
Especially their earlier stuff. What song?
So I would really pick something from the record that never was released, because that's what we grew up in when they were an unsigned Orange County band from their record Ready Break, but they never released it. But a few of the songs made it onto their first record, and that, so I would go with Straw Dog. But if you wanted to go with a more prototypical song for a pop punk playlist, it could be punk rock princess.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it as well. I'm not overly familiar with their catalog to be able to recall song titles. But I'm here for something corporate being on there.
What song do you think, Chris?
I woke up in a car. Punk Rock Princess. That's a good one.
All right. Hurricane's also a good call, but we'll go with Punk Rock. All right.
You got another one to throw in if I could.
Just do it.
Go for it.
Gatsby's American Dream.
Oh, man. I have Yeah.
So that's on my list, but I was like, is that pop punk?
I think it's just close enough.
Yeah.
And they're, without getting into detail, I nerd out about this record a lot. The record Volcano, that whole record from front to back is great. But the song I chose was The Guilt Engine.
Mm.
A lot of stuff to sing along to. Some really interesting drumming.
Not the songs that I had, but I'll take it. I had Beater or Pompeii on my list, but
both of which are great.
But I love the band, so I like that they're there.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to be shocked, Chris, if this is not on your list, but Midtown.
Yep, it's on my list. Yep.
Okay.
What song?
You tell me what song, because this, I think you were a bigger fan of them than I was.
I put Become What You Hate.
Okay.
And that's off the album Living Well is the Best Revenge. I would agree, man. That was one of the first bands I immediately wrote down.
How about the Get Up Kids?
I would say this, if the Get Up Kids can be considered pop punk, so can the Anniversary.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
See, I just consider them like emo, but
right.
I could see you making the argument that they could be like a pop punk band. But I would agree, the Anniversary.
I think the Anniversary should be on there. Maybe the song The D in Detroit.
That's a great song.
Okay.
Yeah, either that one or The Heart is a Lonely Hunter.
Yeah.
Nah, D in Detroit, that's a good one.
Alright, so are we vetoing, though, the Get Up Kids?
What song?
I say Overdue or Holiday.
Holiday, that's a good one. I could see that album. What is it? Something to Write Home About, right? Do it. Corey, how do you feel?
All right.
I'm good with it.
Cool.
I'm good with it. If the Anniversary are on there, the Get Up Kids are on there
100%. Cool.
Well, here's another potential borderline emo band, The Rocket Summer. Because I think that song So Much Love is a bop. It's more pop punk to me.
I would put them on there. I saw yeah. The Rocket Summer at Cornerstone in 2006, and they had a bunch of metalhead kids jumping up and down, going crazy for them.
That's amazing. What about The Movie Life?
Oh yeah, I got him on here.
Okay. Hand Grenade.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't put that one down, but definitely could be on there. Yeah, let's put that one. That's a good one. I have one that I wasn't too sure about, but I'm just going to say it. You guys can tell me yes or no, but Sugar Cult, Bouncing Off the Walls.
I would say yes.
I'll accept it.
I would say yes for this playlist.
Okay, cool. Like, I was kind of one of those, I could see it being more of like rock music, but I just was gonna shoot my shot, as they say.
We're at 30, but I say we go for 40 because I have more that I want to put on here. Are you all game to keep going?
I've got at least a couple more.
Yeah,
I've got a
couple more up my sleeve.
I'll start it off here real quick. The All-American Rejects.
Yep, they're on my list.
The song Swing Swing.
Yep.
I'll accept it.
I also have Alistair. Do you guys remember them?
Yeah,
I do remember them.
The song Somewhere on Fullerton.
No, mm-hmm. I had that.
Cool.
I dig it. Yeah, and for us OC folks, it's right near home, so how could we not include it?
Very true.
I have a lot of different ways I want to go here, but let me say next, The Early November.
I never really got into them, so I can't give you a ruling on this one.
Every Night's Another Story is the one I had, Chris.
Yep, that's a good song. I would say yes.
Slightly borderline emo, but I think that song's got enough pick me up where it's more pop punk than emo.
Yeah, I would agree. I could see that being on a pop punk list.
Yeah. What about Cartel?
Oh, that's a band I haven't thought of in a long time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would think so.
The song, honestly. Yeah.
I picked another band that I'm hoping you guys heard of. Did you guys ever get into North Star?
Yes.
I want to say the name sounds familiar, but I can't pull anything.
Is This Thing Loaded? That's the record. I think that's the only... No, they put two albums out. And that one came out in 2002. And Rigged and Ready is like the song I would pick.
100%. So that is like one of the songs, like a good example of you're never going to hear that on another pop punk playlist like generated by Spotify, but absolutely belongs there. Great call, Chris.
Thank you.
I think similar to that, 1997.
Mm-hmm.
That ring a bell for either of you?
It was a great year.
There's a band and pretty poppy, and they have a pretty pop punky song called Water's Edge that I feel like would make a good home here.
Well, I'm looking at
let me give that a photo
of them. Whoa. It's like straight out of the 2000s. Emo hair and all.
Why does it sound like there's vibes in this song? Oh yeah, this should be on there for sure. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll swing it back around here. A band that I think might cross the line over here, but I feel like both of you might be big enough fans to where it can live. Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah, I put them. Well,
what's on? Let's see here.
Here's where I'm going to get you guys, because for this list, I wouldn't go out with anything from Bleed American. Personally, I would put the song Futures.
Okay. What say you, Chris?
Yeah.
I could see Bleed American, that song, being a good fit too.
Yeah, very much so. And especially since back, I don't know, what was it, 2003, 2004? Jimmy Eat World, Green Day, and Blink all toured together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'd say either of those songs.
To me, Futures kind of has that guitar sound of like a pop punk guitar sound.
All right, Futures it is. I like the sound for this list to include the Hush sound and their song Wine Red.
I think that's a great choice.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Man, it's just like flooding all these bands that I used to listen to in my brain.
Yeah. So much so.
My daily mix on Spotify tomorrow is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, mine too. I got one for you guys. How about Hot Rod Circuit? The song The Pharmacist?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got my vote.
Cool. Really funny, and not so funny, but a kind of interesting. I was at a country show at this place called Globe Hall, and Casey, the guitar player, lives out here now, and he has a country band, Casey James Priestwood. It's pretty cool. So going from pop punk to country.
Hey, if country wants to do some genre bending mashups with hip hop, why not? Take a pop punk guy too. Who cares?
What about Motion City Soundtrack?
I think they're a great choice as well.
Yeah, they're poppy and punky.
The Future Freaks Me Out.
Oh man, that's a good song.
Oh wait, hold on. How has no one mentioned Good Charlotte yet?
Oh, because I don't like them at all, so they don't.
Oh,
my radar. They're not on my radar, but I feel they should probably be on here.
I think Chris, you use your veto there.
Veto.
Ew, that's gross.
I mean,
that's fair.
I mean, if you're gonna go Good Charlotte, you have to go with The Little Things from their self-titled.
I went with the anthem.
Yeah.
But put your dang hands up.
It
really should be on here. The anthem's a good one. It's pop punk. If you're gonna do a pop punk playlist, they should at least have one song. One song. It's like one song, right?
I've.
It's just one song. It's only 2 minutes and 55 seconds.
Okay, I'll take back my veto. They can be just that one song can be on here.
All right, what song did we say?
The anthem.
The anthem.
All right. I might have used my veto on that one too, but I think I like Good Charlotte more than Simple Plan, so we're good with that.
I'll take that. I will take that.
All right, here we go. This was a deeper cut. The Morning Of. And they have a song called "Let Your Spirit Soar." Pretty boppy.
I can say I'm not familiar with that band.
Me neither.
I'll trust your instinct, Sean.
I've got one. I hesitate to say it because I'm a little I don't want to be shunned out of the group, but Say Anything.
Absolutely.
Dude, it is on my list, but is that pop punk?
That's where I'm at, but I think it is.
Right. What song?
Oh, man. That's so hard. I would have to pick Whoa. But that could just be because I love that song.
Yeah. I was thinking Alive with the Glory of Love, but yeah, Woe is also good with me. So
pick one. You pick, Sean.
Corey, what do
you think? That whole album is perfection.
I'd have to go with Alive with the Glory of Love.
Boom. All done. Right. Perfect.
I like it. I like it a lot. I did get to see them live, so that was pretty awesome.
That's cool.
Well, right under where I wrote Say Anything, I had potentially another fringe band, but I think it could live well here. Head Automatica.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, the second you said, yeah, man. Good call.
Beating Heart Baby.
Yeah.
Yep. This is like this whole list that we put together sounds like the best Years of Warped Tour combined.
Right. All right. I'm going to go rapid fire here. I think this is another band that's kind of maybe in line with Paramore, but Megan Dia in their song Monster.
I'm going to have to
again, another band I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, hold on. I may have to veto this.
That one might be a fringe band, so definitely give that one a listen to let me know, because I'm okay if you veto that one.
Huh. Man, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give this one a thumbs up. The bridge of the song for me is what did it.
Yeah, it's a good chorus.
Yeah, that's good. I've never heard of them before.
Do we go over Homegrown? I think we missed Homegrown.
Oh, yeah, no, they're on there for sure.
Yeah, they're on there.
They have to.
No.
We didn't, no. But you should put them on. Okay. 100%.
Okay. I had the song You're Not Alone.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Next is Hello Goodbye. Potential genre fringe there.
I'm going to go. I was never a fan of that band, so I'm going to veto them.
You've made a huge mistake.
Yeah. All right. I'm a little surprised, but I thought it was going to be more due to genre, but I'll take it. I'm fine with that. I appreciate your honesty, Corey.
Ooh, I've got one that might be a fringe band.
All right.
The band Lifetime and the songs Young, Loud, and Scotty.
I'm not familiar.
So I kind of was like a fringe band because you could definitely classify them as maybe like hardcore punk or hardcore, but I could also picture them being pop punk.
I could see Lifetime touring with some pop punk bands for sure.
Right? Like I could see it. And if somebody was like, oh, yeah, that's maybe, pop punk like, band, I wouldn't be like, no, you're wrong.
I'm trying to think of who they would fit beside. Like maybe just
Movie Life?
Of the members of the band.
I could see them touring with
Movie Life would be good.
I Am the Avalanche. I don't know. Like I said, fringe band. If someone were to veto it. Oh, but you guys don't have vetoes.
No, Corey still has genre veto left. Okay. I'm clean out. I think I only have song veto now.
Okay.
I mean, I would personally prefer to see I Am Avalanche on here.
Could put them on here.
That's a band I'm not familiar with.
I think the similar, it might even be the same singer as the Movie Life, right?
Yes, Vinny. Yep. They're fantastic.
All right. So here's a question. Are we leaving Lifetime?
Yeah, you got, I, like I said,
That's just Corey's decision, I think, because it's out of my hands. I'm not familiar, so you got to back it.
I hate to do it, Chris. I don't think it belongs.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. Like I said, I felt like it was kind of a fringe band.
We have sort of a problem here.
You're not going to offend me, okay?
Maybe I'll try next time.
Please don't.
All right.
I won't.
I think this belongs on the list. The Academy is.
Yep. All these bands I keep forgetting about, and the second they're mentioned, it just comes running back to me.
Yeah. There's so many.
The song Slowed Down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a bunch of fringe bands now, I think. One I honestly did not think of until, Chris, there was something you said on this episode and it triggered my memory. The band River City High.
Oh, man. Oh, talk wow. about. Yes. Yep. I would.
The song, Just a Song.
Yep. I just came across that CD that I have that's signed by them.
Yeah, man. Honestly, it wasn't even on my list, and it was something you said. I was like, oh, dang.
Man, I've just realized that most of the records that we've brought up came out in, like, late 90s to mid-2000s. Like, 2007 yep. being, like...
That's pop punk's golden era.
Yeah. Matchbook Romance?
I'm not overly familiar with their stuff.
Not either.
Did anybody say My Chemical Romance?
No.
No, but would you put them as like an emo band? Or pop?
I would.
Yeah, like I would lean more towards emo.
All right. I think I'm counting that as your veto, Chris.
Cool. Sounds good. Veto.
You've made a huge mistake.
Anybody know what that sound drop is from?
I do not. But every time I hear it, all I want to do is I just want to be like, my name is Inigo Montoya. Killed my father. Now prepare to
die. It's Arrested Development. All right, here we go. Unwritten Law.
Ooh, that's a good one. Which song?
Seeing Red.
Yep.
Good call.
So this is potentially more of a screamo band, but could be considered pop punk. Boys Night Out.
I'm on the fence on this one.
I'm gonna have to use my genre. They're a little too like screamy for pop punk.
We have sort of a problem here.
I'll take it. I'm fine with that, Chris. I mean, all right, we are at 49 songs right now, considering also we also have 3 songs from Newfoundland Glory, so and we have 2 songs from Fall Out Boy.
Can I just give an honorable mention to Spitalfield? I love the way she said LA.
Dude, I had that on my list, so I am throwing it up there.
There you go.
That would make it an even 50, wouldn't it?
That is 50.
Boom.
Perfect. So, okay. So here's the thing. We have 3 songs from Newfound Glory, 2 songs from Fall Out Boy. I'll throw out some names here that were more fringe bands, but I'll give us a chance to see if we want to out one of those songs to replace, to throw another artist in there.
Okay.
Armor for Sleep.
I wouldn't say anybody gets replaced with them.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Uh-huh. We're Self Against City.
I don't
know that band.
All right, I'm leaving it off then. All right, here's a fringe band, AFI.
I can't go pop punk. I just don't.
I think if we're talking specific albums, maybe
Miss Murder.
No.
Okay. I already know the answer to this one, but I'll say it anyways. Thursday.
Great band.
Yeah, not pop band. Nope, not pop band.
Yep, yep. I agree with that. And then a similar nature, but potentially a lot closer to pop punk than Thursday, Finch.
I was going to say I would allow it, but I'd say it's only one song, and even that song is a bit aggressive for pop punk.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I don't think they're pop punk.
All right. I think, to me, that tells me our list stands the test. We didn't replace any of the songs. So I think we're golden, sitting right at 50. Yeah. I like our list.
Although I'm a little sad there was only one Blink 182 song. But it's okay.
Okay. Last thing. Do we want to kick anybody off the list to put more Blink 182 on the list? I'll throw out, I could replace Mest, Good Charlotte, or Spitalfield for more Blink.
Dude, we could wipe off Good Charlotte.
And yeah, Blink, please. Please. Now, what Blink song replaces Good Charlotte?
What's the one that we have on there right now? Damn it. Or dang it.
Dang it.
Yes.
I would. The Rock Show.
Ooh, good call. I like. Yeah. Yep. Sean.
I am good with that. I mean, I'm also okay. I would still be open to potentially cutting someone else for more Blink. What do you think? Any other takers, or we feeling good now?
I'm feeling okay with it.
I'm feeling pretty good. Do we feel confident with Spitalfield? That was just kind of me spitballing. I could see if you guys wanted to change it, I wouldn't be upset.
I had it on my list, so for the fact that
okay.
I think it's a good inclusion because those automated Spotify lists will never have a band like that.
True.
So in that case, I like it a lot.
I think that's great.
Cool. I mean, at least, you know, Blink's got two songs on there. You know, I feel a little bit better about that.
Yeah, I like it. Well, this has been a lot of fun, and did not know it would take us this long to compile a list, but I'm glad we went on the journey.
Me too.
Same here. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. Thanks, Corey, for joining us. Couldn't have done it without you. Oh, I forgot. Wait, we have to go back all right. So when we decided to take Good Charlotte off, this is the official goodbye to Good Charlotte.
Trash.
I love it.
Trash.
Trash.
I can let it go.
You know what else would probably be a good sound clip for that would be Fred Armisen when he's the ambassador from like some Latin country on Parks and Rec. Straight to jail.
straight to jail. Spit on the sidewalk. Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. Good Charlotte, straight to jail.
Oh, man. This has been a pleasure, and we officially...
We have too much stuff. It's official.
Way too much stuff, but it'll make for a great playlist.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah, I'm going to certainly throw this on. So I will create this playlist and share it out. So Perfect. Don't you worry. We will have this playlist. We'll even share it out. I don't know how we'll do it on our socials, but we'll probably share it out. When I say socials, I should say social because we only have Instagram.
The only one that matters, really. Who uses Twitter?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
I do it when I get home from work and I've had a few drinks just because it's fun.
Well, hey, that's okay. all in fun.
I just want to say thanks again to y'all for doing this with me. Yeah. And I will maybe do another genre, or maybe we'll go back and discuss an album. We'll see.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, again, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Well, until next time, feel free to find us wherever you find your podcast, like, subscribe, whatever that nonsense is. And until next time, I'm Sean.
I'm Chris.
And we're Album Worms. Moving on.
Yeehaw.
Welcome to oh my gosh.
Sorry.